Guest of the Day rolls on, part two here on KMCH, a luau. And I mentioned to you gentlemen that are wearing Hawaiian shirts and Hawaiian leis. They've been handing them out to everybody in the building this morning. And you're going to see their pictures on our website here in just a little bit. I want to introduce Wayne Birkenholtz. Did I get it right?
You did indeed.
All right. And then Tim Casey. There's always an easy name to pronounce when we put two people together.
Excellent. That sounds great.
Thank you, Tim, for being that name as well. With United Methodist Church here in Manchester, how are you, fellas? How are things?
Well, we're doing well, but actually this is Bill.
Bill, what it said, but it says Wayne Birkenholtz and Casey.
That was change number one.
Did you tell anybody?
No.
Okay, good. Then I don't feel as bad. Yep. You told me now live. That's all. Well, then, hang on. Let me get a piece of paper. Bill, and your, remember the old game show, What's My Line? Sign in, please, Bill. There, we'll do that. I'll talk to Tim because he is who he says he is, at least. So let's talk about.
I'm Wayne. He's Tim. Or he's Bill. It's confusing.
Thanks for coming today, fellas. We're all out of time. No, I'm kidding. So, and you are with United Methodist Church, right?
We are indeed.
That did not change.
That
all right.
Did not change.
And there is also a big luau coming up Sunday. That is also going
Sunday
on.
Sunday afternoon after church, Sunday about noon, we're going to start serving. And it's going to be fun.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going to be going on. Besides loud, crazy Hawaiian shirts that you guys are wearing, what else is going to be to look forward to on Sunday?
Well, we're going to have a good pulled pork sandwich, and we're going to have some baked beans, and we'll have salads and desserts and pie.
Ooh, what kind?
Tropical fruit. All kinds, we hope.
All the pies. Okay,
Pastor Phil really likes banana cream, but I told the congregation.
So does Radio Justin, too.
I told the congregation on Sunday, Dutch apple's good, too.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. And let's talk a little bit about the reason behind this, too. Not only fellowship, but there's a good mission behind it, too.
There is a mission. Bill and I are both part of the missions team at the church. And Jesus called on us to love God with all our mind or soul or strength
and
our heart. And we're supposed to love our neighbors, too. So we've put together a project we called Paint by Neighbor, where we're going to try to identify homeowners in our community who maybe having aged out a little bit, aren't able physically or financially able to take care of their property like they once were able to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we identify them and get a team together and go do some exterior maintenance on their house, some painting, maybe some caulking windows or yard cleanup. So that's what we're going to plan to do, and we're planning to do that in June this year. First time with this project in this church, so we're looking forward to that, and whatever funds we raise will go to that mission.
And Bill, or Tim, whoever, Bill, whoever you are, to do an event like this, it brings the community together, but you know, the more people that show up, the more good you guys can be able to do coming up in June, too.
That's right. Well, this is a very loving community, and like when we did House of David, started out just putting a roof on, and it turned out to completely remodel his house, built on a 14 by 14 addition, and Americans love to feel good when they help their neighbor, and that's what this is. It's come and have, like you said, come and have fellowship, and have fun at the auction, and then the money we'll take and we'll do something really great with it, helping people who can't help themselves. And that's what our church does. Mm-hmm. We have the clothing closet. We have the second helping meals. We have WIC. We have Operation Christmas Child. We have all kinds of ways that we help the community and loving our neighbor.
Let's talk about the auction. Now, you were just telling me that Jim Koloff and our fellow friend Jim Dalton used to do the auction for you. What's on the auction coming up on Sunday?
Well, we have right now we're doing pies.
Okay.
And then we also have a silent auction at the same time. But the pies are fun because you sell the pie and then you might give the pie back and sell it again.
Sell it again. It's a $3,000 apple pie. That's what it
exactly
is.
Right.
But it all goes back to Paint by Neighbor, which is what you guys are working on. And it's at Sunday noon. Let's talk a little bit about what it costs to attend and what time we need to be there and all that stuff again.
Well, Bill was going to bring you a free ticket. Actually, it's a free will offering.
He couldn't afford it. That's what it was. Because I called him Tim. That's why.
Maybe that had something to do with it. But at any rate, we're going to have a free will offering. So whatever people choose to contribute is great. We will have the pie auction. We're going to start that at 1 o'clock. and however long that takes. And then the silent auction, we expect to wrap that up about 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to a great day on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. And Bill, you look like you were champing at the bit to get something in there.
Well, I'm excited for the people who can no longer help themselves, and it hurts their heart because they're not able to do what they used to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we can come in and joyfully and compassionately help them, that's a great deal. That's just what this community does.
Mm-hmm.
And so we appreciate the opportunity to share this information with the community. Like you said, free will offering. Just come and eat. You know, have mm-hmm. a ball and fellowship with your neighbors. COVID is over.
Yeah, and you don't have to wear a Hawaiian shirt, or is it required?
No.
Okay.
Well, you know, you will. You don't have to wear the Hawaiian shirt, but you will have a lei.
You will have a Hawaiian lei. Yeah, I got my pink one. Eileen's got a purple one. Bill's got the flower. How did Bill end up with a nicer one when he was the last minute change? How does that happen?
He's got a different source.
He's got a better agent. That's what that is.
I think he does.
So, fellas, one more time. It's at noon, United Methodist Church here in Manchester. Right after services, show up. What is it, pulled pork sandwiches, you said?
Pulled pork sandwiches, yes.
Awesome.
We smoked them. They smoked.
How'd you keep them lit? That's what I want to know. I'm kidding. You will see these guys on our website, kmch.com, their smiling faces and their Hawaiian gear. And thanks so much for coming in and everything that you guys do in the community as well, too.
Thank you.
So,
thank you, Dustin.
We're going to take a break. We shall return. We have birthdays coming up in just a bit as well. Don't forget, you can always learn about things in our community message board, and, of course, our guest of the day right here on KMCH.